Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, yesterday was Father's Day, so I want you to tell me, hold on for a minute. That's somebody snoring out there still. Vernon, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
All right, I want you to tell me what happened.
Well, yesterday was Father's Day, and I went to, a lot of times I'll play golf on Father's Day. I went out to Riviera, which is a great course here in the Los Angeles area, and I shot an 88.
On Riviera?
On Riviera. And
wow.
That's pretty good for a scratch golfer. I carry a 30 handicap, but
well, wait. If you carry you got an 88, and you carry a 30. That's a 118.
No, that's net 88.
All right. I mean,
let me just explain to you. I shot an 88 at Riviera. Okay, that's really not the point of this story.
All right, you shot an 88 at Riviera. I mean,
you recognize how good that is.
Yes, I think an 88 is good at Riviera. You're telling me you have a handicap.
That doesn't make any difference that I've got a handicap. I shot an 88 at Riviera, and there's not a lot of guys that are scratched that can do that.
All right.
So I came home, and I was excited, and I told my wife, and I told my son. I said, I shot an 88, and the first thing that my son says to me is, Dad, did you see Tiger Woods today?
Yeah.
And I didn't get angry. I could feel the blood boiling, but I didn't get angry. But I said to my son, this is for your own good. And I slapped him across the face.
Why? Why would you do... You slapped him across the face when he said what?
You have to understand something. I came home from shooting an 88 at Riviera, and the first thing that my son, who wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for me, said to me was, Daddy, did you see Tiger Woods today?
Tiger Woods won the U.S. Open.
Really? Gee, I didn't read the sports page. You know something, Phil? I've got a son who I worship the ground he walks on, and I would hope he worships the ground that I walk on. And when I come home and I say to my wife and to my son, I shot an 88, at Riviera, and then he has the unbelievable gall to look at me and say, hey, Dad, did you see Tiger Woods? It was Father's Day.
He was watching the...
I understand he was watching the U.S. Open, which I told him I didn't want him to do, and he did it anyway. Now, this is Father's Day, and he brings Tiger Woods up to me, even though he knows how much golf means to me.
Well, maybe he thought that's what you wanted to hear about. You understand what I'm saying? The U.S. Open...
No, all he ever does, you have to understand something, all my son ever does is run his mouth about Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods. And, hey, Dad, did you see Tiger Woods? I just shot an 88 at Riviera.
Well, did you tell him about the 88?
I said, son, I just shot an 88 at Riviera. And he says, and then he said to me, is that good, Daddy? And that's when I decided that I needed to discipline him, and I picked him up and I slapped him. Because his...
Wait, well, how old is he? First of all, I got to know, how old is your son?
He turned 5 last month. And that's the age where all of the imprinting...
Turned 5?
Phil, that is the age where all of the imprinting takes place. And he's got to imprint that his father's a good golfer. He's got to know that when he thinks great golf, he thinks about his dad and not Tiger Woods, who is everywhere in my house. If it isn't my son, it's my wife. Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods. Now, I understand that he won the U.S. Open yesterday, and I understand he's halfway to a Grand Slam, which he will never get, because he's not going to get the Grand Slam. And I'm so sick and tired of everybody saying that he's better than Nicklaus. He's not.
Well, let's just say this. Tiger Woods is one hell of a golfer.
You notice how it's happened? You notice how he does it? Do you see this?
Do I see what?
You see how we're now talking about him and not me? Yesterday was Father's Day. Yesterday was my day. Yesterday I shot an 88 at Riviera, and I come home to a home that is supposed to be my home. Okay?
I understand.
And he says to me, did you see Tiger Woods today?
All right. I mean, look, I understand, and maybe I should be hearing you a little bit clearer.
I would appreciate that, sir, yes.
All right, I want to give our phone number out here. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. What am I missing? I mean...
What you're missing, Mr. Andrews?
No, no, wait. I got it that it was Father's Day. I got it that you shot an 88 at Riviera. And that's a wonderful thing. And if I could shoot an 88 at Riviera... And for those of you who don't know, Riviera is the site of the... often the site of the L.A. Open. It's a tremendous golf course, a private club. And it, what an honor for you to...
Well, I know a couple of guys that are members over there, Bob Lane and... you know, and I golf there probably two times a year.
So you do well there?
All right, so what is that supposed to mean?
I'm asking, do you do well there?
I just told you I shot an 88.
No, but do you, over time, have you done well there?
See, this is what I'm dealing with my son.
All right, forget it, I won't ask you.
But I'm trying to tell you, this is what I've been dealing with my son. The fact that that brat has come...
No, I want to hear this, man, but you got to understand something, Vernon. It was the U.S. Open yesterday, and...
I know it was the U.S. Open yesterday. I understand that, okay?
And I know that it was also Father's Day.
And I expected a little bit of common, decent respect.
But here's what I wanted to say. Every boy has a sports idol. What have you got against Tiger Woods that you feel competitive with him?
You know, I can't put my finger on it. I just can't stand him. And it makes me sick that my boy idolizes him and can't shut his hole about him. So I'm going to do everything I can to discourage this hero worship.
Well, he's proven to be a great role model.
Yeah, you know what you're doing now, see? You're starting to sound like what I call the screeching brakes. And the screeching brakes is another word for my wife. Because when she opens her mouth, it sounds like brake drum against brake drum, just a metallic squealing, and the smell of burning.
Do you feel neglected by your wife and kid?
Yeah. I come home, and I tell them I should.
Do you feel neglected by your wife and kid?
I told them that.
All right, hold on. 1-800-4 that you shot an 88.
Yes. And the first thing he says to me is, did you see Tiger Woods yesterday?
All right, I understand. 1-800-449-8686. Lynn, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier. We're talking about yesterday's Father's Day.
I can't believe that what I'm hearing. I think, Mr. Dozier, you need serious help.
Wait a second.
Mental health. Did I hear you right that you actually hit your child?
Excuse me. I'm not one of these people that doesn't believe in corporal punishment. And I think I have a right to corporal punishment.
I think you're mentally ill and you seriously need help.
Is that right? You don't believe in corporal punishment?
That's your... Everyone has someone that they look up to. You're just lucky that he doesn't look up to some kind of a drug dealer. You're really seriously ill.
What was yesterday? What was yesterday, Lynn?
You're seriously ill.
What was yesterday?
Yes, Father's Day.
Okay, thank you. Then why is it... So what?
So what?
Are you...
My father on Father's Day and his favorite golfer is somebody else, Jack Nicklaus.
Are you married?
You know what? If he wants to talk about, the point is, you hit your child over this. You are mentally disturbed.
Oh, okay. And your degree in psychology comes from what university?
I don't need a degree, sir. That's all I have to say, Mr. Dozier.
What are you doing to the phone?
I think you really need help.
I need help because, look, ma'am, how would you feel if your daughter thought that Jennifer Aniston was the best thing since sliced bread, and she didn't pay you any attention?
I would think she was a normal young girl. Very, very normal. Did I actually hear you cry on the air, too?
No, I am not
crying.
Hey, listen to you. You're squealing.
I'm not squealing.
Yeah, you're squealing.
I am just in total
No, you were emotional, Vernon.
A father can't be emotional about a son neglecting him.
He's 5 years old, and you slapped him over this?
I said to him that this is a lesson for him. Now, why is it that every time I turn around, I got to hear this Tiger Woods?
I'm asking you, what have you got against Tiger Woods?
I don't know. I don't know.
I've got to do my grocery shopping. I just couldn't let this go by. This guy really needs help, really.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Freud, for checking in.
But thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Lynn. I appreciate your call.
It was Father's Day. That is my day. It didn't say Tiger Woods Day.
Seek medical help, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Have a good day.
Yeah, go get a better break.
What happened? I've just lost my caller. All right, well, we'll take a break anyway. 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier is a frequent contributor on the topic of golf. He is our golf reporter on this program. Although, are you following this, Janice? We're getting into a discussion with him now because his son, on Father's Day, after he came home and shot an 88 at Riviera, his son walks up to him and says, "Hey, Daddy, did you see Tiger Woods today?" He picked his son up and slapped him because he felt it was disrespectful for his son to mention Tiger Woods on Father's Day when he shot an 88 at Riviera. I believe I'm following it. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back on The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Back with Vernon Dozier, his son and his wife, I guess, are Tiger Woods fans. 1-800-449-8686, and that makes you angry.
It disappoints me on Father's Day. And I don't think there are a lot of men out there that would disagree that on Father's Day, you don't want to hear Tiger Woods this and Tiger Woods that.
I understand. Let me go to Bob on the Phil Henry Show. Bob?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, this guy has absolutely no clue about what's important in life. I mean, what day is it? It's Father's Day, right?
You got it.
Okay,
yeah.
So why is it that you're celebrating Father's Day? Because you have a son.
You got it.
Right?
And he has a father.
Right. So your son, who's
my day.
Father, who should be one of the most important things to you, comes to you and talks to you about something that is important to him.
Wait.
And you smack him.
There's where you made a mistake. He has to talk to me about what's important to me because it's Father's Day. Yes.
No.
That's what
wait a minute.
Is it called Sunday?
You're a father, right?
Is it called Son's Day or is it called Father's Day?
No. This is.
There you go.
It's Father's Day.
Right.
And as a father, you have a son who should be the most important thing to you.
My son
and
is
this
so...
person who's the most important thing to you comes and talks to you about something that's important to him,
oh,
and you smack him. And
listen,
you don't think that's deranged?
And what about what's important to me, okay? I went out...
Right, and your son should be important to you, and it apparently isn't, because you're more worried about this golf score of 88. Now, let me ask you this question on this golf score. How many mulligans did you take to get 88?
You're allowed one aside.
No, you're not.
And
what?
No, you're not.
You are allowed one mulligan aside.
If you took one mulligan aside, how many penalty strokes did you count? You know, did you play a do count or a don't count game?
I played a do count game. I have a handicap of 30.
Which means you shot a 118.
No, it doesn't. It means I shot a net 88.
Let me ask you this question.
Hey,
Did you ever think to say, you know what?
You know,
Tiger Woods had a great game today, and guess what, son? So did I. In fact, I shot an 88 at whatever country club it was. Why don't you go golfing with me next time, and I'll show you how to play?
I want to have him golf with me, but he hacks it up.
Well, how do you think he's going to want to golf with you if you smack him every time he talks about golf?
I have had him out on the course with me, and he embarrasses me. He hacks it to pieces. He can't drive for crap.
He's 5 years old. How far do you think he's going to drive the ball?
Well, then you guys are telling me to take him out. Is that right?
Phil.
The man said take the boy. You can sit him in the cart with you.
They don't allow spectators.
Oh, bull crap. You, on a freaking middle of the week, they'll let you have your son sit with you in your cart. And you can...
Oh, and you've golfed at Riviera how many times, Mr. Henry?
I've never golfed there.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
No, I'm saying...
Thank you. If you can ever get your son
to talk to you about anything, you ought to let him talk to you, because with the attitude you've got, you're lucky he even talks to you.
Hey, on Father's Day, you're supposed...
I don't care what
Why don't you like Tiger Woods?
He bothers me, okay?
Why?
This has nothing to do with Tiger Woods. This is about a dad who has a son... And that son has something that was important or on his mind, and
what
his father was more interested
mind?
In hearing about something he did himself than about something to help his son or talk to his son or build a communication with his son. And if that's the kind of dad you are, you don't deserve to be a dad, and you're lucky that this kid even talks to you.
What about what important was on my mind?
What?
What about what was important on my mind?
You're a dad, right?
Yeah.
And that means making sacrifices, and one of the sacrifices you make is the things your kids
Father's
are
Day.
More important in life than you.
My wife said that Father's Day is the day.
The day that what?
What happened to you? Did you get anything?
Yeah, my kids made breakfast for me. They served it in bed.
Oh, okay, so now you're rubbing that in, huh?
I'm not rubbing anything in, man, but my kids served me breakfast in bed.
I didn't get diddly squat.
Did you get a present?
I got a cheap tie. Are you a father, Bob?
Yeah, I am. I have three kids.
What'd you get?
I didn't get squat, and I didn't care. But you know what I did get? I got a chance to go to church with one of my kids. I got a phone call from one of my other kids, my daughter who lives in Florida.
Jesus.
And that was it.
All right. Bob,
I'm happy about that because I can communicate with my kids. But I'll tell you, when your kids come and talk to you about something that's important and you smack them, they're never going to talk to you again, and I don't blame them.
No, he'll talk to me about me, and I got to stop.
Like a short conversation. Because you sound so shallow that there ain't a whole lot to talk about, buddy.
All right, listen. Hold on. Thank you, Bob. I got to move on. 1-800-449.
Oh, he gets to throw his hand grenade and run. Is that it?
We've talked long enough to him. We're going to take another call. 1-800-449-8686. Corrine, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes.
Yes, Corrine.
I'd like to say this to this man. Obviously, he doesn't appreciate a golfer of color. I mean, and it upsets him because his son is idolizing a person. If it's not white,
there you go.
Then it's bothering
there
him.
There you go. You're going down the race. You're playing the race card.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. How does it feel? How does it feel? Huh?
You're talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. How does it feel to play the race cards?
How does it feel?
Does it feel good?
Why should I have any feelings? I'm white.
Why should you have any feelings?
Yeah.
Well, I got feelings. I'm a father, and on Father's Day, my son comes up to me and goes, Daddy, do you see Tiger Woods today? I'm going, I shot an 88 at Riviera. So I picked him up and I slapped him. And the next time he says anything about and my wife, who I nicknamed the Squealing Brakes because her voice...
Why should you pick him up and slap him? He's just a child.
You know who I should
have slapped? Because he idolizes a person of color? It would have been Nicholas.
You know who you sound
Nichols.
Like?
Nichols. What would you have done then?
Nichols.
Whatever.
Who's he? You don't even... Holy Jesus, you don't know anything about golf, do you?
I know a lot about golf.
Tiger Woods is black?
Suppose it would have been a white golfer. Mickelson.
Jack Nicholson?
Mickelson, yes.
You mean Phil Mickelson?
I said Mickelson.
You said Jack Nicholson, and he's an actor. Nickel, as in the nickel?
Obviously, it bothered you because it was Tiger Woods,
you know, it's
and
interesting
he
here.
Is of color.
You know, it's interesting.
And
she's going on and on, just like my wife. My wife goes on and on about Tiger Woods until one night I said to my wife, then why don't you just sleep with him? And she
obviously,
said something
you've
stupid.
Got, you definitely have a problem. You're a very insecure man.
No, I'm not. But
you
my wife says to me.
Very insecure.
I said to my wife, all you ever do is talk about Tiger Woods. Do you want to sleep with him, too?
You're very insecure.
Well,
that's total nonsense.
Wait a second.
You sound like a child.
Wait a minute. When your wife goes on and on about Tiger Woods and your son's talking about Tiger Woods...
Look, if you're a golfer, maybe your wife and your son talk about Tiger Woods because they think it's something that you like. You like golf. Okay? Does your wife golf?
Yes, she does.
Well, no wonder. She's an appreciator of the superstars in the game.
But she's... Okay. Then why did they say Tiger Woods and they didn't talk about me? My wife wants to sleep with him.
What?
I bet she fantasizes about him.
This man is totally...
She says to me, why don't you slap Christopher? And I said, well, obviously, he wants Tiger Woods to be his daddy, and maybe you want to sleep with him, and maybe she thinks he knows how to please a woman because she thinks he's...
He is really
You know
funny.
What, lady? You can go straight to the underworld.
You are really
You
funny.
Can go straight to the
you
other place.
You are totally insecure.
You can go to the
and
underworld.
And with that, I am going to get off this phone because I can't stand you.
You can go straight to the underworld.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier.
One 1-800-449-8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry
yeah,
Show.
Yeah, so I said to my wife, I bet you want to sleep with Tiger Woods, you know. And
we've gotten all of that information about wanting to sleep with Tiger Woods.
No, but I think what she thinks is that Tiger Woods can put my son into a better school.
Why don't you like Tiger Woods?
I don't know. He bothers me.
He's a fantastic golfer. He appears to be a good role model for kids.
I don't agree with that.
Well, why wouldn't you agree with that? He's a clean-cut kid. He's a tremendous athlete, has a great positive frame of mind. There isn't a sex scandal around the guy. There isn't a hint of drug abuse around the guy. What is it you got against him?
I don't know. Why do you keep asking me that question?
Because I want to know what the problem is.
I don't know. I just don't want to hear his name again every week. And my wife and my son. And I shot an 88. Nobody cares.
You shot an 88 with a 30 handicap.
You keep bringing that up and I'll hang this phone up.
Yes, you did. You shot an 88 with a 30 handicap.
I will hang this phone up.
Well, 1-800-449-8686. Scott, go ahead.
Dude, what is your problem? Your kid wanted to talk to you on Father's Day.
What is it with everybody?
And you just smack him.
What is it with everybody who says I got...
You don't want to talk about.
What?
You want to smack him just because he wants to talk to you about something you don't want to talk about. You know what? If it wasn't for your son, you wouldn't be a father. How about spending some time with him? What did you do with him on Father's
Day?
Wait
a second. If it wasn't for me, he wouldn't be around taking up air and space.
Wrong. A child is a gift. Plain and simple.
Oh, what is that?
I wanted to talk to you. Every time he brings up something, you want to go ahead and smack him? Well, do it. You know what? My father did the same thing. I don't talk to him no more.
You don't talk to your father.
I don't talk to him.
That just
shows. I don't call him on Father's Day. I don't give a rat's ass about him.
That just shows what a rotten son you are.
Your kid's going to turn out the same way. You're going to want him to talk to you. And when you get old and lonely, you're going to want him there.
No, no,
you know
no.
What? He's not going to be there.
Wait, what did you do wrong to have your dad smack you?
Hey,
he just said
anything. You bring up something that he didn't want to hear about, boom, belt.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
You smack
up against the wall. You name it, buddy, it happened. And you know what? I know it happened. So why don't you try to get some professional help in trying to save your son's life before you lose it?
I shot an 88. Okay?
Whoopee! Who cares? It's a game.
What do you mean, okay? Whoopee?
It's a game. Your son is forever. Family is always there.
You know, Scott, you're doing a lot
of
that.
You know what? You can play another golf game another day, and you know what? You might do better. But you know what? If you don't share that with your kid, he's never going to know how good you really are.
You know,
you're jealous of someone else. Maybe you're insecure with yourself. But you know what? You need to get over it.
You know, you're talking a lot of that touchy-feely psychobabble stuff, okay?
You know what? He's a kid. He's 5 years old. Five. That's it, plain and simple. He don't even know right from wrong yet. But you know what? You keep stacking him every time he wants to talk to you, and I'll tell you what, he ain't going to talk to you, and he's going to resent you, and he's going to hold in feelings, and he's going to make you feel like garbage. Because you know what? You act like it. And he's going to turn around and see, oh, my dad, the role model. I guess I'll smack my kid now. Hey, why stop at the kid? Let's go for the wife next.
Scott, that was beautiful. This is Phil Hendry, Scott. I just want you to know, that was fantastic.
Oh, okay. Okay, now I get it. So now he gets to be praised and I don't.
What am I going to praise you for?
So this guy calls in.
He made a very eloquent statement. He comes from an abusive home and made an eloquent statement. I hope you're not repeating the cycle with your own kid, Scott.
No, I'm not.
Okay,
you know
very
what?
Good. And
I hope you're not repeating the cycle with your own kids,
hey,
Scott.
You know what?
You know what?
My kids love me. I have one son. He's 14 years old. And you know what? He knows he can come and talk to me anytime he wants.
So I guess
I'm out of town, he knows he can call me with a problem. I know my kid doesn't do drugs. I know my kid isn't abused. And my kid knows, above anything else, that he is loved and praised.
Okay, so I guess, I bet you think you're Deepak Chopra or something with all of that, you know, touchy-feely everything.
Hey, you know what? I'm 33 and I got a 14-year-old son. I started out early.
You know, Scott, you're not going to understand me when I say
this. I still love him.
You're not going to understand this when I say this to you. But I bet you got slapped around because you used to give your father speeches just like the one you gave me.
Well, I hope he did.
If I gave my father speeches like the one I gave you, maybe he would have hit the bricks.
Wait.
Maybe he would have left, and then I might have had an enjoyable childhood. But instead, I had to deal with a friggin' alcoholic who just wanted to do what he wanted to do and be self-centered, arrogant, and condescending. And you know what?
Please shut up.
Your kid's going to turn out the exact same way.
Please shut up.
You don't stop it.
Please shut up.
No, I like hearing him talk.
You're going to tell me to shut up?
Please shut up.
Why? Is this what you don't want to hear?
I'm begging you to shut up. I'm begging you to shut up. Please.
You don't have to shut up, Scott. Keep talking.
Please shut up.
No,
get
keep talking.
Get some help. There are counselors out there. There are family counselors out there. There are free services that you can get.
Oh,
and
God,
you know what? They work.
Very good, Scott. Very good.
Very good, yeah.
You know, you're a baby. You know that?
You know, dude,
a
why
baby.
Don't you grow up? What are you? 42, 43 maybe? Why don't you try acting like it? I had my first kid when I was 17.
Okay. Very good, Scott. Thank you for your call, man. 1-800-449-8686.
Thank you for your call, man.
Are we going to go down this road now?
Okay. I heard you praise him, and you never said nothing good about me.
I got nothing good to say about you, man. You slap a five-year-old, everything you. You are like a baby. Ruben, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hello, Phil?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a couple of questions to this gentleman here. First of all, his 88 score probably at a putt-putt course.
It was at Riviera Country Club.
Number two.
Yeah, okay, so it shows what you know.
All right, number two,
right.
Apparently you're more than apparently a racist because you have something against Mr. Tiger Woods.
I never said nothing about his race.
Because of his color?
Nope.
And you're slapping your kid around because he's talking about a black...
Okay, so you molest your kids? Do you molest your kids, Ruben?
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, he's saying I don't like Tiger Woods because he's black. I never said that.
Well, then what is it you got?
I have a problem with the black race.
What's the problem you got with Tiger Woods?
I don't know.
Is he too famous?
How about with any other black athlete?
Name one.
Do you have any problem with Michael Jordan?
Yes, I do.
Probably so.
No, but that has nothing to do with his race. It has nothing to do with his race. Name another one.
You don't like Michael Jordan? How about Hank Aaron? You don't like Hank Aaron either, huh?
No, I don't.
You never liked Hank Aaron? Okay,
name a black athlete that you like.
Yeah, here's
one. I like that guy that danced on the Lawrence Welk show.
Who?
What?
There was a black dancer on the Lawrence Welk show. You can ask anybody.
Okay.
You mean the guy that was barely black? He was like...
Barely black.
Well, he was, come on, the guy had
sunburn.
Freaking chocolate milk skin and the...
Oh, listen to you racists. Just like my wife wanting to sleep with Tiger Woods.
Name a good athlete, not some cat that danced on the Lawrence Welk show.
Well, I like that guy.
Name another black guy that you dig. Anybody, in any field.
Yeah, someone from this century?
I thought that Bojangles was a great dancer.
Bojangles?
Yeah, I know. We said somebody from this century, the 20th century?
The 19th century? This is the 21st
century.
Yeah, this is the 21st century, Ruben. Hello?
Well, 21st.
Yeah,
right,
there you go.
Okay, name a black guy from this century.
I haven't seen enough of them yet.
Oh, Lord, this guy's are you like a Grand Master or something of the Ku Klux Klan?
Oh, I'm the Klan, huh? My kid says, did you see Tiger Woods? I slapped him. Now everybody's coming down on me.
That's about
right.
How
can you slap a five-year-old because of a comment If I were you, I'd just be ready for the Department of Children and Families to walk in and just take your kid away from you.
I won't give them to him because they lose kids there.
Okay, well, fine. But
you
know
won't
what?
Give it to him?
Tiger Woods.
I won't because they lose kids.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, little black kids, right? Little black kids. They lose little black kids. Not little white kids, though.
You're racist.
Oh, I'm racist.
Yeah.
Okay. Ruben, thanks for your call.
Yes,
this is the Phil Hendry Show. And
is that it?
Yeah, that's it.